It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we are here, Chase. How about that?
I can hardly hear you, buddy.
I don't know what the heck's going on.
I don't know. But we're on, so.
Alrighty.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
How about that? Starting for the Indians tonight, number 3, Toby Wendell, number 5, Riley Wheel, number 15, Owen Shane, number 23, Ian Holman, and 33, Brian Bim, which I don't think Riley Wheel's in playing, so I don't know why they have him up on the board, but...
And your starters for St. Henry's Junior Varsity, number 10, Tyler Dean, number 11, Bennett Gales, number 15, KJ Jacobs, number 21, Casey Bruning, and 32, Logan Layfield.
And the actual starting lineup tonight for the Indians will be Ryan Post, Toby Wendell, Gavin Toby, Brian Bin, and Ian Holman.
Three? I don't think, I can hardly hear anything. I don't know about you.
I can hear you.
Oh my gosh, there you go.
Got better.
A lot better.
And head coach tonight?
Who is the
Coach Hubbard.
Hubbard.
He's taking over for...
Or is it...
No, Leverett.
Leverett.
Oh.
Coach Overton's on a trip, I believe. Having a little vacation.
Not a bad time to do it. It's so cold here, so.
Yeah.
Don't blame you. Hard to start the JV action.
Here at the fort.
Brian Ben will not get the tip. It'll go to St. Henry first.
It goes to Casey Bruning, and he'll bring it up to start the game. He swings it to Gales. Gales drives in, kicks it out to Jacobs. Now over to Dean. Over to Gales in the corner. He'll drive middle, pull up from 10 feet, and that's up and good. Good looking shot there.
Yeah, not too bad. And go back to Ian for their first possession of the game. Kobe Wendell across the timeline with he'll give over to Ian Holman all the way around to Ryan Post in the corner. He'll try to get in the bin. He'll be tipped away, and he'll stay with the Indians. So Ryan Ian Holman will inbound it for the Indians. He'll get into Ben. Ben back up top to Gavin Toby, and they'll fight Ian Holman to the corner, and he'll throw it out of bounds. And he'll go back to the Redskins.
Yeah, Ben wasn't even looking. He wasn't even ready for that pass.
No. He's probably expecting Ian Holman to shoot it.
Yep. Bruning will bring it up for the Redskins. He'll swing it over to Gales. Goes on the right wing, swings it to Dean in the corner. He drives baseline, puts up a shot. It's no good. Gets his own rebound, kicks it out to Jacobs at the top. He'll shoot the three. That's up and no good. Saved by St. Henry, but Ian Holman comes away with it for the Indians.
Here's the to Ryan Post, and Post dribbling around on top of the key, and he'll get picked away, but he'll get back. Ryan will pick up his dribble in the corner, fire up top to Kobe Wendell. All the way back over to Ryan. Ryan looking around, he finds Dean Holman wide open for three, up, no good. Rebounded by St. Henry.
Burning on the rebound, and he brings it up.
All the way down the lane, puts up the left-hand shot, no good. Rebounded by Ian Holman. He'll give over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will dribble around, pop the key. He'll get a screen by Kobe Wendell. He'll use it, give it in to Gavin Toby in the corner. He'll find Ben. Ben will pop a shot up.
No good.
Rebounded by Brian Ben. Ben will pop another one up. No good. Rebounded by St. Henry, and he'll be out of bounds, and he'll stay with the Indians.
Wow, man, I thought he was getting hacked down there a couple times. No call.
So Ryan Post inbound again for the Indians under his own basket. 2-0 here in the first. 5:14 left. He'll fire it over top to Ben. Ben Then give it out to Toby. Toby will drive Mill with it. Fired over to Ben. Ben will put by a strong shot. He just threw that kid to the ground. So Ben will go line shooting two. Tonight's officials, Scott Sneeden and Nick Turner. Ben's first one off is good. So puts the Indians on the board. Then we'll get one more. 5:07 left here in the first. He'll fire it on up there. It's good. So ties the game 2-2.
Oh, boy. Good free throw shooter.
Yep.
Brandon will bring it up with 5 minutes to go. Swings it over to Dean on the right wing, up top to Gales. Gales over to 32 Layfield. His three-point attempt is no good. And Gavin Toby tried to save us from going out of bounds, but he was on the line, so it'll stay with the Redskins. Bruning will inbound it under his own basket. He gets it into Layfield. Layfield drives middle on Brian Benn. He puts up the shot. It's no good. Tipped out, long rebound to St. Henry. It's Jacobs for another three, and that's good. Gives St. Henry the 5-2 lead here early in the first quarter.
So Ryan Post will bring on up here across the timeline with it. 5-2, St. Henry has the lead. Ryan Post will drive baseline with up and good. Good there. Good layup there chased by Ryan Post.
Another good finish by Ryan.
Dean will bring it up for St. Henry. He'll get a ball screen from Jacobs. He'll give it to Jacobs on the top of the key. Now over to Gales. Down the corner, Bruning thinks about a three. Now drives in all the way into the paint. That's blocked by Gavin Toby. He gets his own rebound. They'll bring it up.
Gavin will give up the end. Back up top to Gavin. Gavin will drive middle with a dish off. Nice. Brian Dan up. Finish. No good. Rebounded by Gavin Toby. Up and good. 2-point basket. Gavin Toby takes the lead 6-5. And you can get the first lead of the night.
Gales will bring it up for St. Henry. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Ball goes over to Dean. He'll shoot the three from the right wing. That's long, no good.
Rebound by Ian Holman. He only handed off to Kobe Wundle. He'll go the other way.
Kobe will give over to Gavin Toby. Gavin, give him around. Give it to Ryan Post in the bin. He'll be over his head. He'll be out of bounds, but it should. Oh.
Post took out bounce by St. Henry, but.
Yes, it wasn't, so we'll go back to the Redskins. Indians lead 6-5, 3:29 left in the first quarter. Bruning will bring it up. He gets it over to 14, who's not on the roster, but. We'll swing around up top to Wendell. Wendell has it up top, guarded by Ryan Post. He'll drag down the right side, and that kicks out. Two, number 14 for three. That's in and out, no good. Rebounded by Ryan Post.
Ryan will then give it up to Ian home in the corner. Ian will give a good pump fake and dish off to own Shane Owen. Will dish out to Ryan Post, top of key. Score 6-5 here in the first quarter, 2:53 left. Owen Shane all the way around to Ian Holman for three up. No good. Rebounded by Kobe. Nope.
Oh, wow.
Took it out of his hands and go back to the Redskins.
Jacobs has it on the right wing. He'll pull up long two-point jumpers. No good. Rebounded by Kobe Wendell.
Kobe will then bring it up quick for the Indians across the timeline with it.
Here go baseline. Good spin move. Puts up a shot up. No good. Rebound by St. Henry. And Brain pushes it up with 2:25 left in the first quarter. He drags in on Gavin Toby, loses it, stolen away by Ian Holman.
Ian will then fire up to Ryan Post. Ryan in the corner with it. He'll turn and fire up a three up long. Rebound by Owen Shane. He'll give out to Ian Holman for three, and it'll be a travel.
So go back to the Redskins.
Clock, so that's at the end of the game. Comes in for Kobe Wendell.
The Redskin ball. Indians a little sloppy here lately, not getting too good a shot. Gotta relax and step down a little bit. Bruning brings it up. 2 minutes to go.
Ball goes over to Wendell on the right wing. Good drive, pick up his dribble and be trapped. Looking for someone to give it to. He gets it to number 14. 14 will swing it up top back to Wendell. Wendell looks inside. He gets it down, trapped. Now back out to 14. He'll shoot the three from the corner, and that's good. Makes it 8-6. St. Henry will take the lead.
So, recovery, get back. Gavin Toby has top of the key. Then 30 left. Gavin drive, put the shot up, no good. Rebounded by St. Henry.
And Burning will bring it up now. He passes it over to 14. Takes about a three. Now over to Ontrap. He'll pull up from 15 feet. That's no good. Rebounded Derek Lockefeller.
So, to give over to Ryan Post. Ryan, dribble around. He'll be called for an offensive. Player control foul. Dylan Evers checking back in for Ian Holman. So Sander get back.
End of this.
Let's fire up a three up, no good, and it goes to the Indians. Bell will get into Ryan Post. Ryan Post going around. He gets screened by Lockfeld. He'll fire over to Gavin Toby. Gavin will fire cross court over to Owen Shane. He'll be off his hands. He'll go back to the Redskins. 8-6. Redskins has the lead here with 39 seconds left here in the first quarter. Riley Dills is going to check back in for Gavin Toby.
Six Redskins lead with 39 seconds left. I have the ball. And 10 Dean will bring it up. Swings it over to number 14 on the left wing. Thinks about a three. And looking inside, he does get it into Ontrap with 27 seconds. Ontrap shoots a 10-footer. It's short, no good. Rebounded by Riley Dillard.
Riley will give it over to Ryan Post. 20 seconds left here in the first quarter. He could use a basket. Over to Shane. One team will give it back over to Derek Lockefeller all the way around the Ryan Post. Ryan will then get fouled with the body on the baseline, so. Ian Holman going to check in for Derek Lockefeller. Ryan Post will get up to Ian Holman. Ian go around, 8 seconds left. They'll hand it off to Ryan Post. 6 seconds left, 4 seconds left. Hopefully he knows. 2 seconds left, one. Flip up a three short, no good. Now in their quarter. After one, Indians are down two. Here on the 40 Cover Internet Radio.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop seeing them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Plain Street Market has some great specials on steaks. You can get 2 8-ounce Choice Angus New York strip steaks or 2 8-ounce Choice Angus ribeye steaks for only $12 now through February 14th. These beautiful steaks are waiting for you in their deli counter, trimmed and ready to go on your grill. Don't miss out on this deal. For only $12, you can get 2 Choice Angus beef steaks, New York strip or ribeye at the Wayne Street Market now through February 14th.
We're back here at the Footback Fieldhouse. Indians are down two to start the second quarter. Ryan Post will get bring it on up. He'll cross the timeline with it. He'll give it to Ian Holman. Ian will fire up a long three up, no good. Rebound by St. Henry. He'll be over the back. Push from behind. He'll go to the Redskins. So the Redskins will get their first possession of the second quarter up to Gavin Toby. Let's check back in for the Indians in for Ryan Post. So Sander will get into number 21, Burning. Burning will bring it up against Gavin Toby. Burning will give over to number 22, Wendell. Up top to number 23, Gills. Gills will pick up his dribble and get off to number 14, which he's now on the roster. Give it over to number 33, Niekamp. Gillis will drive just at the number 14. Up no good. Rebounded by Gillis. He'll pump a shot. And actually, that was Niekamp. And he'll get the offensive board and put back in. So that gives the Redskins a four-point lead. Kobe Wendell will give over to Ian Holman. Back up top to Kobe Wendell. Kobe looking around. He fired over to Gavin Toby into the corner to Owen Shane. Owen Shane back up top to Ian Holman up for three. Up and good. So that'll get the Indian deficit to one. So Sahanner will bring it on up. Burning will get it into Niekamp again. Neil just shot number 14. Give him back out to number 21, Burning. And he'll try to, he'll lose it and it'll be off Owen Shane. So he'll stay with the Redskins. They'll get into number 14. He'll fire up a long three up, no good. Rebounded by Brian Benn. Then we'll then give out to Kobe Wendell. Kobe across the timeline with it. He'll hand off to Gavin Toby. Gavin will drive. Dish it off to Owen Shane. Owen will drive middle with it. Gives out to Ian Holman in the corner. Back up top all the way around to Gavin Toby on the other corner. Into Benn. Benn will make a strong move middle with up and good. 2 point basket. Ryan Benn. Second Damian the lead here in the second quarter. Niekamp will give it over to number 22, Wendell. Firing all the way around to the corner to number 14. He'll get in to Niekamp. Niekamp will go middle with over Benn up and no good. Rebound by Gavin Toby. He'll push the other way for the Indians. Gavin will drive, go on the right side, put a crazy shot up, and he'll be fouled to the line shooting two for the Indians. Numbers are coming up after this. The varsity game will be brought to you here on Fort Recovery Radio. So Gavin Douglas up the line shooting two. First one is up and no good. And we're coming up tomorrow, the MAC Conference Bowling Tournament at Community Lanes in Minster. Boys start at 8 a.m. and girls start at 1 p.m. And then the girls will host Tri-Village. 1 p.m. start for the JV, and boys will host Lima Shawnee tomorrow night, 6 p.m. JV start. Remember, coming up next week, Tuesday girls are at Salina, Thursday girls are at New Bremen, and Friday the boys will host New Bremen as well. Gavin Toby's free throw was no good, so Sander get back out to number 32, Niekamp, or Layfell, actually. Layfell will then dish out to number 11, Gilk. Up for three, up no good. Rebound him, and there'll be a push from behind by number 21, Burning. His second, and it looks like Sanders spoke to him on one timeout, so we'll take one with him here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolt that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here at the fort. 32 left here in the second quarter. Indians up one. Gavin Toglio inbound it. And the St. Henry will get into a man-to-man press. He'll get into Kobe and get back over to Gavin. Gavin will bring on up over the timeline with it. He'll give over to Kobe into the corner to Ian Holman. Up top to Ryan Post, all the way around to Gavin Kobe. Up top to Ian, wide open for three, up and no good. Rebound by St. Henry. The number 14, which you don't have a name for, he'll bring on up. Give over to number 21, Burning, and up for three. Number 32, Latell, and it's no good. So it'll go out bounce, and it'll go back to the Indians. Gavin Toby will get into Kobe Wendell. Back over to Gavin. Gavin has the ball, top of key. And get right on top. He'll drive baseline with a put the shot up and no good. Rebound by number 14. He'll give over to number 21, Brewing of St. Henry. Number 11, Gil Pazzi. He'll get into number 32, Latell. He'll put the shot middle with it up, no good. Rebound by Gavin Toby. He'll push the other way for the Indians. Give up to Ryan Post. Ryan will then be blocked, and Brian Bin will get the ball, and he'll be fouled, so he'll go line shooting two. At the line shooting two. First one up and no good. ...11-10 here in the second quarter, 3:21 left. Then we'll get a second up and good. Riley Diller checking in for Brian Benn. Henry will get back. Across the timeline with it, they'll fire across court to number 14. Wide open for three, up and good. Three-point basket for St. Henry. Now give them back the lead, 13-12. Gavin Toby, bring on up. Across, look at Patrick's guy. He'll put the shot up and good. So 2-1 basket, Gavin Toby. Now give the Indians back the lead. Number 15, Jacobs will give over to number 14, all the way around to number 11, Gillis. Up top, to number 32, Latell. Latell will go, he'll dish off to number 14. He'll drive middle with it. He'll give over to number 21, who's burning up top to Jacobs. Jacobs dribbling around, top of the key, guarded by Riley Dilworth. He'll go middle with it, put a shot over Dilworth, up no good. Rebound by Kobe Wendell. He's going to push. You guys have the numbers in his favor, and he'll pass out to Ryan Post for three, up no good. Rebound by Riley Will, and he'll be fouled, so he'll go line shooting. Yeah, actually be on the floor. Now be his third, Brent's third. So Ryan Post will inbound it. They're giving to Gavin Toby. Yeah, I'm gonna find Ryan wide open in the hole, up and good. So that gives the Indians now a 3-point lead. Number 22, Wendell will bring it up on Gavin Toby, up and here we found him one. Maybe actually traveling violation. So it will go back to the Indians. Post will give up to Ian Holman in the corner, up back up top to Gavin Toby for three, up and good. 3-point basket, Gavin Toby. So St. Henry will get back, and number 33, Niekamp, will get basket. So we'll get to 19-15. Gavin Toby will fire up a three, up no good. Rebounded by Riley Dilworth. He'll give over to Ian Holman back up top to Gavin Toby. Gavin will drive with it, and it'll be a jump ball, so we'll go to St. Henry.
15. He'll bring it up. He passes it up to Jacobs. Jacobs will drive baseline. He'll put it up. Blocked by Dilworth. Rebounded by Kobe Wendell.
Kobe will cross timeline with it. Minute 3 left. He needs up 4. Ryan Post has the ball. On the right wing is in the corner. Ian back all the way to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will dribble on out. 50 seconds left here in the second quarter. Could be a little to Riley Dilworth to Kobe Wendell. Over to Gavin. With Kobe back over to Gavin. Gavin will drive middle. He'll put a shot up.
And good take.
That makes it 21-15.
Gales will bring it up. He's passed it over to Wendell. Wendell crafts it. Timeline 20 seconds. So driving the paint. Now kicks it out to Gales. Gales in the corner for 3. That's up and good. Makes it 24. 18-21, sorry.
So it cuts down to a one possession game. Ryan Post will have the ball. He'll give over to Gavin Kobe. 5 seconds left. He'll find Riley Dillard wide open in the basket. Up no good. And that will he'll fire full court shot up, no good. So the Indians will lead in to go in a half, 21-18. We'll be back to talk about this here on 40th Every Internet Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp with Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kapp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at halftime. Indians up 3 here in the to start here in the third quarter here pretty soon. Remember, coming up tomorrow, the MAC Conference Bowling Tournament at the Community Lanes in Minster. Boys start at 8 a.m. and the girls start at 1 p.m. Girls will host Tri-Village, 1 p.m. start for the JV, and then boys will host Wanishami tomorrow night here at the Fort. Remember, if you can't get to the games, you always tune in here at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Talk a little bit about the first half. I mean, it's a pretty good back-and-forth action, 21-18. I think the leading score for the Indians is number 15, Gavin Poe with 9, and for the Redskins, the guy with leading is number 11, will be Gillis. So there's your two leading scores for both teams, at least off the board, and now get it at 21-18. So we'll take another break, and we'll be back after this to talk about it here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in full type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Jackie Bruin from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
And we're back here with the fifth grade playing here during halftime. I think it's Darian Chase are the two head coaches for the fifth grade team. So good to see that. Two guys that had pretty good careers at the four are coaching fifth grade. So the future is bright in the boys program and the girls. So like I said, coming up tomorrow, the conference bowling tournament at Community Lanes in Minster. Boys will start at 8 a.m. and the girls will start at 1 p.m. Remember, coming up after this will be the varsity game with St. Henry. I think they're ranked third in state in the polls, so it'll be a pretty good matchup here at the fort. You still have time to get here, and if you can, just make it. You can always get in here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Things talk about next week. The freshman boys basketball is at New Bremen with a 6 p.m. start. And Tuesday, the JV varsity girls will travel to Salina in the 7th grade boys MAC tournament at Parkway. There'll be no athletic events scheduled for Wednesday. Then Thursday, the JV varsity girls basketball team will travel to New Bremen and take on the Cardinals. And Friday, the JV and varsity boys will take on New Bremen for senior night. And then Saturday, the 7th and 8th grade boys MAC finals at Marion, 10 o'clock for 7th grade finals and 11:15 for 8th grade finals. We're going to take an extended long break here, and we'll be back to start the third quarter after this on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day, and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like you to think about the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Collane's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Mary Collane's to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hardware is your destination for Milwaukee tools. These heavy-duty products are designed with the most demanding applications in mind. The Milwaukee M18 cordless system works as hard as you do, and now it's a great time to buy. Save $100 instantly on a qualifying M18 kit. Large-piece combo kits are $150 off. Stop by Wendler Ace Hardware to check out the largest selection of Milwaukee tools in the area and save big money on a qualifying kit. Experience service, selection, and tradition at Wendler Ace Hardware, located in Fort Recovery.
Outside and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto. 375-4617. Wing Street Market.
Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal from their grab-and-go selections. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have a lot of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $3.49. Wayne Street Market, it's faster and better than fast food.
At Hull Brothers and Port Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters, and depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hull Brothers and Port Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Port Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here to start the third quarter. The Indians are up 3. Gavin Toby will inbound it. He'll get it in 2. Toby Wendell, and we're underway here in the third. Toby across the timeline with it. He'll have the ball. He'll get screened by Gavin. Toby will use it. Toby will fire her over to Ryan Post, all the way around to Gavin Toby on the other side. And Ian Holman has the ball. He'll get over to Toby Wendell. Toby will drive just out to Ryan Post for 3. Up no good. Rebounded by Gavin Toby. Toppy in all the way around. It's Kobe Wendell. Kobe will get into Ben, and he'll be fouled from behind. So Ian Holman inbound into Brian Ben, all the way around to Gavin Toby. Ian Holman back up top of Gavin. Going all the way around to Kobe Wendell on the other side. Back up top to Gavin, all the way around to Ryan Post. Ian just swinging really around the arc so far. And good timeout. 30-second timeout, so we'll take one with him. You're on 4Recovery Internet Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy of Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required. Pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here. Ryan Post looks like a little bit shaken up, so it was a 30-second timeout by the Indians, so stay with that. 21-18, Indians up 3 with 6-0-10. And Chase, you just spilled all your popcorn on the floor. I mean, do you have butterfingers or what? I mean, you've been dropping popcorn left and right. I mean, I dropped
the squirrels.
You want the squirrels to get some in tonight or what?
The squirrels, they're afraid of squirrels in there.
Ben will get middle, and he'll put a shot up no good. Rebound by Owen Shane. He'll travel with it.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how that wasn't called, but
we'll take it. And Ian Holman will give up to Kobe. Kobe will fire up a two up and good.
I would not be happy if I was doing that coach.
I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, Owen Shane took about four steps.
I don't get it, but we'll take it. So Wendell swings number 14, now up top to Gels. Gels hands it off to the other Gels, and he'll kick it out to Wendell in the corner. Thinks about a three, now drives in the paint, puts up a shot, and that's good, and one. Fouls on Gavin Toby. Good take by Wendell. Makes it 23-20, Indians lead by three with 5:28 left in the third quarter.
Jeez, fifth graders look pretty good out there. How about that?
I don't think they did.
Nah, they.
It's just hard. You only play about a couple minutes.
Yeah, I mean.
You only got to play like 4 minutes.
I mean, they were laughing the whole time. They didn't even take it serious.
No, we've been pretty good this year, though.
Hey.
We've only lost one game, I think.
Can't complain. Gavin Toby up for three. Gales will bring it back up for St. Henry. Indians have a 5-point lead. Gales will skip it to Entrap. He'll shoot the long three. That's actually a three. I thought it was a long two, but it's a three. But that is good by Entrap. Makes it 24-26.
So Kobe Wendell will give it over to Owen Shane. Back up top to Gavin Toby. Gavin will just have the bend. Great pass up there.
Good.
Good looking pass there.
Number 14, you get a name on this kid yet?
No.
We'll go down there and
14 over to Gales. Now he hands off to Entrap, who shoots another three. That's short this time. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Gales. He'll shoot the three, and that's good. That kid can shoot a little bit.
Yeah,
good looking shot.
Better looking shot than yours, but.
Good.
And Toby will cross the timeline with it. He'll give up the Owen Shane in the corner. Owen will drive middle. The shot to Ian Holman for three. It's just going to be Ballard
right,
for three.
Got you, baby.
Three for St. Henry. Three for Fort Recovery. I mean, it's going back and forth.
31-27. Indians lead by four. 3:57 left in third. 14 for St. Henry. Shoot the three. That's off the back. No good. Rebound sticks around. We're going to have a foul going after the rebound. That's against Wendell St. Henry, so it'll be Indian ball.
So Ryan Post will check back in. After being a little bit shaken up for Brian Benn. So Wendell get into Ryan. He'll cross the timeline with it. 34-9 left here in the third quarter. Ryan Post will dish out to Ian Holman for three. Up, no good. Rebounding. It should be with us. Oh, it goes St. Henry.
Wendell take it out. He gets it in to Dean. He passes it back to Wendell. And in a little three-quarters court. Zone press here. And they find Entrap under the bucket. He misses the layup. And rebound Gavin Toby.
So Gavin will push quick for the Indians to get off Owen Shane. Owen for a long two, way long. No good. Rebound by Redskins.
Dean will bring it up. Guarded by Kobe Wendell. Gets up to Gales. He shoots the three from the right.
Wow.
That's good again.
It's a lefty stroke.
He's got a nice stroke.
It's a three-point clinic here.
I know.
Here in the third.
Ryan Post will drive and dish off the
oh my
for
God.
Three. Up, no good. And there'll be a foul on probably Owen Shane.
Yeah, that's probably a good call.
It's 31-30. Indians lead by one. 2:55 left in the third quarter. Wendell to inbound. It'll be St. Henry ball. After the foul against Owen Shane, Wendell inbounds to Dean. He'll walk it up. Guarded by Toby Wendell on the full court. Dean will cross half court and get past Toby Wendell. Now a trap. The help side by Ian Holman's nice defense. And we're going to have a foul on St. Henry going for the ball. That's on Tyler Dehan. It'll be four recovery ball with 2:44 left in the third. Gavin Toby enters it in to Ryan Post.
Yep. Bring it on up. 2:40 left in the third. And he's going up one. Ryan Post. Dribbling around. Really getting nowhere. And he'll get in the middle with it. And dish off to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will drive. Get screened by Ian. He'll use it and get back over to Ian. Over to Ryan. All the way around. Gavin Toby in the corner. And Gavin will drive. And dish off to Owen. Back out to Ryan Post for three up. And no good. Rebounded. It should be out of bounds. He's just staying with us. Ryan Post will inbound it. 2:16 left in the third. Stop to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will drive, put a shot up, no good. Rebound by Ryan Post. He'll put one up and good. And one basket. Ryan Post.
And Wendell will bring it back up for Sanders. Guarded by Ian Holman. Wendell drives in, pulls up from the foul line. It's long, no good. Rebounded by Layfeld. Thought he traveled, no call. He puts it up, no good. Rebounded by Ryan Post.
Ryan will give it up to Gavin Toby all the way around to Ian Holman. All the way around the arc to Kobe in the other corner and be tossed over to Gavin Toby. Gavin gives over to Ian in the corner, back up top to Ryan Post. Ryan Post, top of key, minute 30 left here in the third quarter. He's going to get off to Kobe all the way in the corner to Owen Chain, back up top to Kobe Wendell. Will drive and try to get it to
Kobe. Left his feet there, and Tanner came away with a steal. It'll be Bruning. He'll get it off to Wendell with a minute to go in the third quarter. And he can still lead by three. Wendell goes in, and we're going to have a foul on Kobe Wendell. The refs are calling a lot of fouls. Yeah, Bruning enters it into Gels. Now over to Wendell in the corner. Wendell looks inside, but we're going to have a knocked out of bounds, but a foul on Riley Dilworth. Dylan Evers checks in for the Indians, replacing Kobe Wendell. It'll be Bruning inbound it underneath for the Redskins. Bruning finally gets it into Gels. Gels will shoot the three in the corner. He likes that spot. This time, no good. Over rebounded back by Jacobs. Jacobs puts it up. That's no good. And Bruning comes away. So, Indians not boxing out. And Layfeld will have a wide open three from the corner. That's short. No good. Rebounded by Ryan Post with 42 seconds left.
So, Ryan will bring on up slowly. Still has it. And he'll drive and bring it back out. Ryan will then give over to Gavin Toby. He'll swing it to Dilworth for a long two. Up and good. 2-point basket, Riley Dilworth.
Good looking shot. Good patience. Good ball movement. You got a wide open shot for Dilworth. 15 seconds left for the Redskins. Gels brings it up. Guarded by Ryan Post. Gels drives middle. Hands it off to Wendell. Or on trap, sorry. Now over to Gels. Gels in the left wing with 5 seconds. He'll turn the corner, drive down the left side of the lane, put up a shot. It's no good. Tipped around, and that'll do it. For the third quarter. So after three, Indians lead the Redskins 35-30. We're going to take a quick break and be back for the fourth quarter right after this.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. It needs up 5 to start the fourth quarter. Got to be able to locate the shooter so Sandy doesn't get back into this game. We hopefully hold on for the victory.
Yep.
Gales inbounds it to Bruning. He gets it back to Gales at the top of the keys. Started by Ryan Post. Gales swings it around down trap. He's not afraid to shoot it. He will from the top. That's no good. Rebounded by Gavin Toby.
Gavin pushes up the bend.
Good. Nice. Good pass to lead him. The basket. The bend.
It's a great catch by the big fella.
Yeah. Pass goes up to Jacobs. For St. Henry, he's in the left wing. He skips it to Layfield. Layfield will drive on Ben. Layfield puts up a shot. Good defense by Ben. He gets his partial block and his own rebound.
So Ryan Post has the ball. He'll drive all the way to the hole, and he'll be with a blocking foul.
It's clear the line shooting two. Ryan's going to be sore tomorrow morning. He's been banged up a few times tonight.
Yeah. Like enough while he's chilling.
The Indians lead 37-30. Ryan Post at the line shooting 2 shots.
What are we doing?
What?
What in the world is he doing?
You know?
He knows he's about to leave the gym.
Got to stay on the court, right?
Yeah, but he's not allowed to be in down that corner.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What in the world?
I don't know.
Wilhelm out with that. Godfather Michelle.
Ryan makes a second.
What the heck is he wearing?
Three.
It doesn't matter, buddy.
Stolen away by Gavin Toby. And he'll get it back and drag down the right side
to Gavin, and he'll lose the ball on the floor. He'll give it over to Kobe. Kobe for 3 up and no good.
Rebounded by St. Henry. That's Gales. Gales will bring it up. 5:55 left in the game. He'll swing it to Jacobs. We're going to have a foul, and Kobe Wendell going for the steal.
That'll be his second team's fifth.
Substitutions here for St. Henry.
New Wendell inbounding ball from the side. He gets it in to Gales.
Gales just in the corner and pull up from 17 feet, and he banks it in.
And
we can't gamble that.
Gamble, yeah.
There's no point in that. We give up a wide open jumper. And
yeah.
Up 8 like this, you don't want to gamble. I mean, you keep everyone in front of you. You're probably going to hang on to the win, but.
So Ryan Post off the ball. He'll give it over to Gavin Toby in the corner. He'll go middle and just shot to Ryan Post for 3 up and good.
I swear, his shot, it looks like it's never getting above the rim.
It's a straight line drive.
He brings it like above his head and then just
line. I mean, I don't know.
Wendell has it. Throws it over to Gales. Gales shoots a long 3. That's no good. Rebound Ryan Post.
So Ryan will bring on up.
Go over to Gavin Toby.
All the way around into the corner to Owen Shane. Back up top to Ryan Post.
Back over to Owen Shane in the corner.
Go over to Toby over to Ryan. All the way around. Gavin Toby in the corner. He'll fire up a 3 up. No good. Rebound.
Not a good shot.
Nope. Rebound by St. Henry.
He's settled. Gales has the ball. 4:40 left in the game. And he ends up by 9. Ball goes over to Layfield. And we have a timeout on the floor. St. Henry will take a timeout, so we'll take one with him and be back right after this.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
And we're back here at the Fort Science Fieldhouse. It means up 9. It's 4:39 left. So Sander get the ball. Wendell and get into number 14. Back over to Wendell.
That's pass to number 14, guarded by Kobe Wendell. Over to on drop on the right wing. He looks inside and tries to get it into Wendell, but he's fouled by Owen Chain. I think he's got to be careful here. 6 fouls. You don't want to get him going to the line here, shooting free throws and get him back into the game. So you got to be a little more careful. Wendell gets it into Gels. Gels looking inside. He does. He gets it into on drop. On drop up and under. Puts it off the glass and good.
Gavin's got there his feet.
Yep.
Gamble with a trying to block it.
I think I've been saying on trap all night, and it's actually knee camp. So sorry about that.
Oh, and Jane has in the corner, and he'll dish out to Gavin Toby. Over to Toby, all the way around the Ryan post, in the bin. Bin will then lose off his foot, and he'll go back to the rich and going down 7. So Sandy will get back.
Wendell bring it up. Light pressure by the Indians. Over to Gales. Now back to Wendell. Wendell will finally cross half court. Over to Lafon. Now up top to Gales. Gales looks inside. Gets to Wendell. Now kicks out to number 14. That shot's up and good. 3. Makes it 37-41. Indians got to be careful. 3:30 left in the game.
Yeah, and Dobie has the ball up top to Ryan Post. All the way around to Kobe Wendell. He'll hit Gavin on a cut up and no good. Rebound by Sanhenry.
I haven't got many good looks lately. 14 will bring it up. Gives it over to Niekamp. Now over to Gales at the top. Gales over to Wendell. Wendell on the right wing. He'll get it stolen away by Ian Holman.
He'll hand off to Kobe Wendell. 3 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Indians are up 4.
Gotta look inside here to Ben.
Yeah. And Coach Leverett. We'll take a timeout, so we'll take one with him here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like you to think about the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here at the Fort Side Fieldhouse. Indians up 4. call. We'll get into Ryan Post. Ryan will bring on up. And then he'll bring him back out and get it over to Gavin Pogue with 2:50 left in the fourth. Gavin will drive and then bring it back out. Well, I could go back in with it. Up and good. Bounced around a few times, but it goes in. So it gives Denny the 6-point lead. Gales will bring it up with 2.5 to go in the game. Over to Layfield. He'll shoot the wide open three. It's off the back. No good. Rebounded by Kobe Wendell.
Kobe will bring on up. Across the timeline with it.
Look around and give it away. Home in the corner for three. Up and good.
Dagger. The dagger.
Huh?
That's a dagger right there.
Yeah.
I was a little scared about that shot. I mean, up 6. 2 minutes to go, but give him credit for shooting, and we're up 9. So, if Andrew trying to score underneath, sits away or loose on the ground or have a jump ball, possession arrow in favor of the Indians.
Henry's going to bring on the full court pressure with 2 minutes to go, down 9. And he's just got to take care of the ball and let him foul you and make her free throws.
My boy Ryan, clean up the floor.
Clean up the floor.
Heck of a job.
Yeah.
Ovation for that. Yeah, and Toby will inbound it, 2:03 left. Took it into Ian Holman and hit right
post on a good cut.
Holy
cow. Ryan got drilled.
Got smoked.
Not in the bonus yet, though, so.
Riley Dillworth, we're checked back in for Brian Dana.
Ball gets into Ryan Post with 1:54. He swings it over to Dilworth. Dilworth will get it up top to Kobe Wendell. I don't know why Sanders is not fouling. The ball goes to the corner. Ryan Post now up top to Kobe. Kobe over to Riley Dilworth. Back up top to Ryan Post with 1:39. Ryan will drive in, and it'll get taken away by Sanders, who pushes ahead to Niekamp. Niekamp in the right corner. Back it out to Wendell. Now over to Gales. Yo, swings it to 14. He shoots a 3, and that's good. That kid can shoot.
Yeah.
The Riley, freshman.
Yeah, Riley Dillard.
We finally got a name. Seth Heitkamp. I just heard it.
So, call him number 14.
Why are we rushing?
So now,
Ian only turned it over. Ian Holman can't handle the pass, so Andrew has the ball with 1:16 here. The fourth quarter, down 46-40.
A little confused on why Gavin Toby's going so quick.
I know. We got to be patient. Just relax. Let him foul you. Even last possession, we went and drove in. I mean, they're going to let us hold it and just hold it. Heitkamp has it. Knocked out of bounds by Ian Holman. So, Sandy will try again.
And it looks like Coach Leverett's going to take a timeout. So, we'll take one with him here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Wengler Ace Hardware is your destination for Milwaukee power tools. We have a huge selection of Milwaukee tools and an experienced sales staff that will gladly take the time to answer all your questions. The Milwaukee M18 cordless system works as hard as you do, and now it's a great time to buy. Save $100 instantly on an M18 fuel drill or fastening kit. If it's a large piece combo kit you're looking for, take advantage of $150 in savings. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware and see one of our sales professionals for details. We are located at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
And we're back here at the Fort Sack Fieldhouse, 46-40, and he's up 6 with 1:02 left in the fourth quarter.
Wendell to inbound for Sanders, 1 minute to go. And stolen away on the inbound by Ian Holman, but his foot was on the line. That's
hard to do when you're in the inbound. You're not supposed to be across the line, but...
I think when he came back down.
Yeah, right? I know. When he came back down with the ball. Redskins get it in this time to Meekamp. Now over to Gales. Back over to Heitkamp. Heitkamp on the right wing. We'll back it out to Meekamp with 53 seconds. Up top to Gales. Over to Heitkamp. Heitkamp shoots the three, and that's in and out. No good. Rebound by Leyfeld. He puts it up and scores and one. Count the bucket and the foul. Again, not boxing out. Makes it 42-46. Leyfeld for St. Henry is at the line to try to make it 43-46 with 46 seconds left. Leyfeld's free throw is short, no good. Good rebound by Ian Homan, and he'll be fouled by Leyfeld. 44 seconds in the game.
And still not 1-1 opportunity.
No. Next foul will be 1-1.
So the Indians going up 4 now. Davin Togo inbound it. He'll get it in.
He's got
to
hit
Ian Homan. He'll be knocked out of balance, and he'll be a foul called. About that one.
I didn't see much there. Ian Holman's first one will be no good. Rebounded by Brian Barron. He'll put it back up and misses. Rebounded by Leyfeld. They'll give it off to Wendell with 35 seconds. Indians lead by 4. Ball goes over to Leyfeld on the right wing. He'll drive in all the way to the hoop. Put it up and good. Count the bucket again. The Indians are trying to give this one away. They're up 9 with about 2 minutes to go.
No, I'm being blue.
Now it's 44-46. He's saying he's got a chance to make it 45-46 with 30 seconds left. Leyfeld shoot his free throw, and that's short. I thought it didn't hit the rim, but they're going to say it was an air ball. So Indians will have it up 2, 31 seconds left. And a timeout on the floor by Coach Leverett. So we're going to take a quick one with him and be back right after this.
Lane Street Market has some great specials on steaks. You can get 2 8-ounce Choice Angus New York strip steaks or 2 8-ounce Choice Angus ribeye steaks for only $12 now through February 14th. These beautiful steaks are waiting for you in their deli counter, trimmed and ready to go on your grill. Don't miss out on this deal. For only $12, you can get 2 Choice Angus beef steaks, New York strip or ribeye at the Lane Street Market now through February 14th.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolt that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Indians up 2. So Davin Togo will get in 2. Ryan Post, and he'll be fouled. So Ryan will go down and shoot some free throws for the Indians. Be his third, team's eighth. So Ryan was up the free throw line, shooting 1-1.
Free throws up and good. That makes me feel a little better about it.
Yeah.
And
I mean, to be honest, if you got to make this one, I mean, I don't. That three-point shooter, I don't know what you say his name was, but I mean.
High Camp and Gales, both are good from out there. Ryan's second one is good, so that makes him 48-44, 27 seconds. Wendell pushes it up for St. Henry. He'll drive down the middle of the floor. He'll pick up his dribble at the block, kick it out to High Camp. High Camp drives baseline,
and will be fouled by Ian Holman. Not a good foul there. We'll send Heikamp to the line to shoot 1-1.
Campbell slip the line up 4. 1-1 opportunity up.
No good. Rebounded by Owen Shane. Off to Ryan Post with 14 seconds. Post will be fouled with 13 seconds. That'll send him the line to shoot 1-1. Indians up 4, so that should about do it. No one made it interesting at the end. We were up 9 with 2 minutes and they cut it within 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Ryan, first free throw is off the back. No good.
Holy cow.
Up and rebounded by Kobe Wendell. And Kobe will be fouled with 9.5 seconds. We'll send Kobe the line to shoot 1-1.
Bobby is fifth foul, so.
Up line, shooting 2.
Up 4. Kobe's first one up and good.
So, another full timeout. We had another full
one. We called one?
We called
like 7.
30-second timeout.
So just keep it here. Remember, coming up tomorrow, the girls will host Tri-Village.
My bad. 1 p.m. start with the JV, and then the boys will host Lima Shawnee.
Who are you watching over there, buddy?
76ers and the Nuggets.
Big 76ers fan?
Like Ben Simmons. Kind of big Ben Simmons fan, so.
Kind of shoots like you, too. Broke.
Wrong.
I was a good three-point shooter in my days. I'd teach you. I mean, I'd you taking notes and practice.
Oh, my goodness.
You're full of it.
So Kobe's second one up. No good. Rebound by St. Henry.
Gales pushes out to Wendell with 6 seconds. He'll push it down the floor. Kick it out to Heikamp. Heikamp shoots the 3.
Oh.
It's incredible. He can shoot.
Makes
wow. That'll do it. Indians win against St. Henry. 49-47. We'll take a quick break and be back to talk about it right after this.
Coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes. Whichever you prefer, give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Senior night for the swim team, Chase. How about that?
Yep.
Three of them, Cassidy Martin, Owen Sheridan, and Nolan Toby. Talk about real quick, Chase. I mean, the Indians played pretty well under Coach Leverett and came out to victory.
Yeah, it was a good game. They played well. I mean, they like to make it interesting at the end. We were up 9 with 2 minutes, and then St. Henry got it within 2 or so, and The Indians are selling for a couple bad shots, but when we get good shots and we be patient and take care of the ball, we're pretty good. So.
Yep. And we're actually going to take a little bit of a break since they're doing the senior night, so we'll be back to start the Wayne Street Market pregame show after this here on Port Recovery Internet Radio.
Right here on your Indians leader, Port Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Port Recovery Internet Radio.